Thank you, Chair. From our side, what will be submitted to the GB will be the terms of reference, and we will include a draft decision for the GB to endorse the terms of reference and the establishment of the formal group of experts when the three agencies have gone through their administrative procedures, being the ITC approval, possible approval, the trigger, let's say, for that GB decision, no? And thereafter, the way the terms of reference are drafted is basically that the ILO's governing body is conferring to this subsidiary group or group of experts, no? The one session to review and finalize, no? The draft CTU code that will be submitted to that meeting, let's say next December, in 1 year's time, no? Just to put a date, no? A possible date. So in that sense, for example, from the ILO side, the code of practice, the draft code of practice that will be for review of that group of experts, if it takes place in December, then we will need it 16 weeks in advance, available the final draft, say around end of August, approximately, I haven't done the count, but 16 weeks in advance to the final group of experts for our membership to review, no? I still don't know if we will have budget to translate it, no? Into the ILO working languages, or at least the amendments. We will see how we work, or we just make it available in English, depending. But the idea is that GB confers to the subsidiary group, to the special session, the review and possible adoption of the final CTU code. That would then, that product, go to a other governing body session for endorsement and dissemination. Okay, so that's the way we see the process and the steps taking place. Thank you.